How long did you and Dad date before getting married? And what were some of your best memories from before you were married?
We dated for about 4 years. And I have to say some of the best memories were just holidays and getting together, like decorating and whatnot, like the tree and just getting together with family and whatnot.
I love getting together with all of, like...
It's fun. Yeah. And you don't always get to see everybody. So when you know, for the holiday, it's nice being able to see people you haven't seen and, you know, people you love.
Mm-hmm. All right. How many different jobs did you have when you were growing up?
Okay. What do you mean by growing up? Is that like during high school kind of a thing or?
Yeah.
Pretty much only... three, I guess. I worked at a bowling alley, then I worked for my dance school, and then I also worked for the Nets.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah. I think that was it. Oh, I also worked for my dad, bartending and whatnot, so yeah. I guess four.
Which one did you enjoy the most?
That's a tough one, because dance school, I was teaching... the younger kids. So that was fun. That was different. But then working for the Nets, I was performing. So that, I guess each one had its own thing. Bowling alley I started out with, it was working with kids. I ran birthday parties and whatnot. So it was, that was me. I just loved kids. So.
I can understand that. All right. What was your plan for the future after graduating high school?
Didn't really have much of a future plan. I mean, I was going to school, and after that, it was just getting a job. Nothing really big that I can remember.
Okay. If you could change anything from the past, would you, and what would it be?
I don't know if I would change anything, because anything in my past, good or bad, made me the person that I am today, and it put me in the position I am today. So if I changed anything, it could possibly change the outcome and change who I would be today.
That's true.
At least that's how I feel.
All right, going back to your school days, what did you do during, like, summer vacations and stuff like that?
I just remember there would be kids on my block and we would all get together, doing whatever. We'd go either bike riding or down to the county park or just even like playing like stickball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big lot next to my house. It was between my house and another friend's house. And we would just all get together and play stickball and different age groups. I mean, like, my brother was there and his friends and me and my friends, and it was a different time than it is today.
Yeah, you never really see much of that anymore.
Not too much, but...
That sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, what was the roughest part about, like, starting to have children and, like, adapting to this new life, kind of?
Well, it's just, you know, trying to keep a schedule. When you're, it's just you, it doesn't matter so much. But when it's a little person, too, you have to make sure they're, you know, getting fed at certain times and whatnot. I mean, you can always kind of skip a meal here and there, but when it's a little one, you can't do that with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer about you. It's now you're caring for something and someone else. So your priorities change.
I get that. All right. Oh, my God, no. Why?